for coming. I appreciate it. And Martin, I know it's my name is Marco Stefan. I'm Vice President of Sales and Marketing for United Dentistry Corporation for North America. And today's conference has deals with the world around mountains, launching mountains, play on words, music finders. It's first of its kind in that it's a music recognition and music recommendation platform. And get a chance to do make your point of visiting us in Meeting Place 738 at the North Hall of the LBCC, which we can then further demonstrate the interactive integrated solution the mountain platform for PC, mobile, and online integration. It's Meeting Place 738 in the North Hall of the LBCC. And unfortunately, our own feeling, but our flight is delayed, and so happy to share. Both of these are not here. There are some credits there, but we can somebody be able to get more information. There's also a CD on an application, an easy application on a CD that you take with you to try out. And then all the presentation materials, the mountain brochure, and all the things you need to know. You can also want a memory stick. We have all that information on the try out that is told to get with you. I guess it was coincidental, but we're kind of pleased, you know, the theme for context was art and technology and speaks to the soul of and the mission of magic and the camp. It's always been for us a matter of conversion. We've heard the same conversion from all the media for a very, very long time. But it's only recently that we're actually seeing some life with the multicultural corporate life, which is a photo, video, and music. So it's always been our mission to provide multimedia solutions to make the process easier. That ability to be devised to import output, and we've got photo, video, and music. Specific to music, we then offer that MUX, which is a 363 platform for helping you find music, latest generation, find similar songs, to take control of the music, to rediscover it. The music industry, the entire ecosystem, from the all varied players, the artists, figure the label, music stores, distribution, you can say it's under siege. With the advent of the digital age, the internet, the distribution model for the music industry has changed dramatically. It's a revolution. Not necessarily what is good, but I can talk to my friend on how to deal with it. One case, I live in Toronto, and we just recently had downtown Toronto a very large complex being built for Virgin Records. It's not opening up because they can't make enough money to sell records, so it's going. There's competing factors for consumer attention. The digital age and internet led to things such as piracy and file sharing and failed DRM initiatives to help the necessary desire. Toronto animators find the phenomenon of Facebook. There's over a million Facebook registrants in Toronto, and they're all vying for the consumer's attention. So what's necessary to turn this around and address it is the music distribution, and we know it's gone forever. It's not going to be CDs, LP series, it's gone. But it's going to be music through a computer. And to re-engage the consumer and to force and possibly mitigate illegal file sharing, you have to be able to provide technology that gives the consumer control of content and go back to that computer. That's what we talk about now. And that's exactly what Muppet is all about. It's the next evolution in digital music. It's a technology that we co-developed with the renowned console and computers. I'm not sure that means something to anyone, but the individual heads of the particular Institute for Media Technology is Professor Karl-Heinz Freidenberg. He's co-invented the MP3. And together we have a relationship with the Bauhaus Institute and with the best of that person to develop the technology, underlying technology of called Audio ID, Audio ID, so, or representation. Now, it is a pure music to music analysis. It's an algorithmic recommendation system. It's an algorithmic content recommendation system. But on top of that, we built a user recommendation platform. So, and there are other recommendations out there, such as Pandora, reliance on editors to categorize the music, but if you like to get words to take a piece of music and categorize, there might be discrepancies in or disagreements in how the song is categorized. But the song has to be listened to before it's not being categorized, and it's not part of that bigger universe of music and you're trying to find music. Last.fm relies on collaborative filtering, and again, it's not being listened to, no good. And it's only available online. Whereas the Muffin platform is available online, but also on a mobile device or a portable device, and figures can be heard when you're online. So the first time you have a recommendation system for latest generation, finding similar songs, mood generator, when you're online. Now, we all know that an MP3 player, device such as this, has regional processing power, kind of dumb. This is a memory stick, but there's no processing capability. So we have to find out that you can find similar music, generate playlists on the device. Now, typically, you always have that two goals, which is shuffle. And there's no rhyme or reason in shuffle. Now, you could go from Beethoven to Beastie Boys, and that's not going to tell you. And if you do want to create a playlist on a little device, such as this, it helps cheat. If you've got more than 3,000, 5,000, my sister's got 40,000 songs on her iPod, how are you going to generate a playlist in 2 years? With Muffin, find a sweet song, generate a playlist, find your music. Now, the go-to-market strategy for this is because of 360-degree solution, we have the ability to provide the technology with API SDK so that it can integrate on smartphones, mobile phones, DJs, Vimeo applications, Java applications, as well as for mobile office platform. And then we also have available an AAP form that is integrated with portal download music shops. This is now the interface of the PC client of Muffin. And that's what if you take one of these CDs here, you install it on your notebook, your computer, you'll now be able to access your personal archive of music. And you can use our own player inside of Muffin to play a song. Can you hear that? I hear nothing. But you hear the import of music, and Muffin extracts and creates a fingerprint of each of the songs, and simultaneously creates a similarity measure. And in our database, we have over 4 million songs, 4 million fingerprints, with 48 billion similarity points. Now this is PC client version, in which if you have tens of thousands of songs, you're able to rediscover what music you may have. The different songs, mood that you're in, set your release songs for generating playlists, finding killer music. And similarly, you can create a playlist, export the playlist and the similar nature to a portable device such as an MP3 player. So this MP3 player is Muffin enabled. So I'm going to find myself. I can now find some music, generate playlists, find a device, and no processing power. Have an awesome here, Muffin Blitz. And those are songs now that are being generated on the fly or similar to these songs. But not only can you book the similar music, it also has a feature of radio play. We'll say Sting Field Gold, and then the final difference here is that now the radio play is that when you look for the next song that is only similar to Field Gold, and that comes when we end. And the next song is going to look for not as similar to Field Gold, but only to when we end. And in this case, here in this demonstration, we don't have any additional music in our catalog on the hard drive in the local library that is similar to or relevant to Sting or whatever. So you have an easy client, you have minute time activity, you click on the www icon, and you access the universe of music. And this is Monkey.com, the online portal for social networks. Find music with friends, find friends with music. When you type in the song Field of Gold, be able to find them, the pick a track, Field of Gold, by sing, click on it. And as you indicate, you have pre-listening. This is in beta, and it will launch the portal for the night. Two to three weeks will go for the live beta. And you can sample the song. And you can see, though, that immediately, beneath this list here, there are similar songs that are algorithmically determined by us to be similar to the same song to the goal. First one being here, Honey and Moon, American Wedding. Which is all part of giving technology that provides the end user with control. Wherever they may be, given them a major requirement of content ability to discover it and use the human device. Winning is very important for the label. You can be involved and with the consumer to enhance their music experience. You may or may not be familiar with magic, so I'll just quickly give you some background information on magic. Again, the bridge is the beautiful heart of our R&D, and the genesis of the company, so perhaps some of you know this, I think it's worth pointing out. In the beginning of time, 1993, when the company began, our focus was on pro audio, and it still remains to this day. And with that, I mean digital audio workstation solutions. And so we have a couple of products that are very renowned, and we have incredible reference accounts who are diehard users. The products are Magic Sequoia and Magic Amplitude. We have lots of reference accounts who are using the technology Sequoia, including the film studios, which get a line from the line to the center. And right here in Vegas, all the sorts of clay productions are mastered and compiled using Sequoia. So it's professional recording, editing, management solutions. The reason I point that is that all our consumer facing derivative products of photo applications, photo, video, and of course music, all these derivative products are based on the Sequoia platform, which is nothing more than very professional media, content, management, editing, marketing, publishing. And in terms of our selling the consumer applications, we're number one in Europe, and we're second or third place based on NE data for sell-through in North America. But again, offering a 360-degree solution, so from the end-user perspective, that they could rely on us to offer them solutions that is the multimedia world, such as photo solutions, video solutions, and music. And that we provide the so-called sheet music, wire technology, rhythm, algorithm, the sheet music to the inanimate objects, which are hardware devices, because without software solutions, they're not that interesting. And integrated is part of our strategy for all of our PC applications and on mobile applications. So of course, our integrated online services such as NowView, Mum. Briefly to the company, we're headquartered in Berlin, Germany. Our North American office is in Miami. We have 10 offices in 7 countries. We have 310 employees, 160 developers, and lots of happy registered users. What makes us unique and set us apart from the competition is that media management, multimedia, 360-degree approach has always been our focus. And yes, I'm very happy with all of these different devices, input, other devices, photo, video, music, and not only from the perspective of the consumer, but also from technology partners and OEMs, so they rely on us to have solutions. And that we're ahead of the game to keep up with all the new trends that are out there on hardware, on online services. Specific to Mountain, and it comes back to the music industry needs something to re-engage the consumer. We see digital sales are in the decline, the details are going to decline. And it's about providing the consumer and user with technology so that they have control of content, and that we get them at every point where they may be coming in contact with content. On the PC, take all the users on the PC to generate playlists. Why not allow them to generate dynamic playlists? Why not allow them to find similar music? A lot of the content that they have, and I think from experience as a bar, that our database is built up in a partnership with the major labels and independents. Want to ensure that we have the breadth of content that's out there, and that we content for our fingerprint database is always up to date, because we get the material for the release air we have in our database. So when a consumer has got power, they may have arrived at getting this particular track, that when they are looking to generate playlists, that is segmented on our database and they can generate that playlist. But the point I'm trying to make is that many times the metadata or the descriptions for the song are not adequate. Or in fact, sometimes we've got an MP3 track that has no metadata. And this is where the audio ID recognition component of Muffin comes into play. So that you can take track and say, I don't remember it, but tell me system what is the song, and then have it annotate automatically tag it. So that's on the PC side. Of course, the support that we offer the solution online as a great service with the download music shop. And then we have Muffin available in car stereo, set-top box for the home. Music will only and always now be delivered by a computer or server designed to be on LCs. It's going to remain in the digital realm. We've done a lot of work with BMW with their iDrive and with Bluetooth technology. So, at the recent car shows in Germany, in Switzerland, they were showcasing car stereos that were Muffin-enabled so that you could generate paid viewers to the song on the radio. And this is phenomenal. Again, important music industry. You listen to playing, I love that song. I wish I could remember what that song is, but at some point I want to make sure I have that song and not just listening to the radio. Well, stereo is enabled such that you can ID the song. And with Wi-Fi or Bluetooth connectivity to the World Wide Web, you can then also then immediately consume or purchase that song. That's another issue that we're working on in the auto industry. And then on mobile devices, Muffin-enabled, MP3 player, Muffin-enabled, we're working together with top-tier companies of device, MP3 players, phones, so that the end user has one ability to generate playlists on the device based on music on the device, but also with connection to the World Wide Web, be able to further explore and find music, and therefore then also to consume that music to hopefully prepare and encourage them for our consumption. Again, music and mystery is a challenge. We're here to hopefully provide one or many of the solutions and our team to do such. This is a representation of Muffin.com. It's the portal. Find music with friends, find friends with music. Again, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be going by with the data. In terms of roadmap, there's so much that we are not able to show here in this screenshot. If you do come by 6738 North Hall LDCC, we'll be able to show you. But the things that we're working on, such as a parametric search, to further engage the consumer, they want control. We will allow them to look for music based on special effects, based on instruments, based on vocals, on songs, based on the Phillips Laboratory research. People are looking for any device genre, and then quickly they do not know anymore how to describe it other than to say, it sounds like. And so with our system, with on top of it, a filter, a layer on top, taking consideration user recommendations, but really just based on the music sounds, with user recommendations on top, so we're the Amazon model of one that Pandora and Latin demo decided to. But the addition now of the algorithmic power of being able to find music based on parametrics such as vocal, special effects, rhythm, tone, brilliance. These will all be buttons that you can tune and you can hone in with kind of things that you want to is also a development that is really a plugin for iTunes. And that point that I would invite, and put it out there, that we would encourage artists and labels to work with us to populate and build the large speaker for the database, et cetera, so there's no more democratic process than we must for ensuring that everyone can get the opportunity to be discovered, not just because it's in the top 40 or because it's famous brand or famous band, but it could be anyone's music that will rise to the top based on any of the preferences. They say, I like more music like this. It's great for discovery. It's great for spurring on consumption. Some of the unique selling points for Monkey, a lot of friends and all these other ceremonies, that concludes the presentation. I do encourage you to come to meeting room 6738. That's the North Hall of the LDCC, which we can show you monkey.com live online. I'll show you the MP3 or the portable mobile device that are monkey enabled. Press kits are here. We also have monkey brochures. If you like the loading for yourself up, please take those. And take